Thank you for those lovely songs, Sister Gerda. I just want to sing them all, but that would keep us here quite a while. But I did choose two of them. Let's start with number 19 in our white books. 19, a wonderful prayer, Love Divine.
Thank you. Just to think.
Psalm 73, the psalmist says, "But it is good for me to draw near to God." I think we've all found that to be so. In our experience, it is good for me to draw near to God. In his case, he was speaking of how he saw things in a different light. In thy light we shall see light. And it's so different when we draw near to God. He can touch our hearts and anoint our eyes and meet our needs and fill our vision and all our lives with his love. How thankful we are for his word. How thankful we are when we can just come together with others who are of like precious faith and expectation and just drink at the fountain and enjoy the Lord Jesus and be inspired as we were last night. Some of you weren't here yet. We welcome all of you that have joined us as we were last night, inspired by hope. Thank God for that bright and living hope. The hope that is, the songwriter says, I'm possessed by a hope that is steadfast and sure. And we're so thankful for that. How wonderful to be together with Jesus this morning and just open our hearts to him and worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. The Father seeks worshipers who worship in spirit and in truth. Praise the Lord. And isn't that great that we can be among them? And I know that you came to meet the Lord and you knew this before I said it. But it's good to just remind ourselves and rejoice in that fact. It is good. It is good for me, for us, to draw near to God. And as we do, we always like to look to him in prayer. As we begin this day in his house, I'd like to ask Sister Linda Schreck to lead the congregation in a word of prayer. Thank you. Lead us to the Lord in prayer, Sister, please.
Lord, we do thank you for new mercy today.
Hallelujah.
Father, we thank you for new provision today, new manna today. And Father, we stand under an open heaven today.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
And we say, fill us today with your presence, Lord. We need more of you. We will not settle or be satisfied, but today we want more of you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that we are on the upward way, as we heard last night, and that we will go forward with you today, all the way with Jesus today. So, Lord, we thank you that you are mindful of us. Who are we that you would be mindful of us? We thank you, Lord, that your eye is this way. Your ear is not afar off. Your arm is not short today.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
And so, Lord, we receive.
Oh, thank you.
Father, we worship you in the beauty of holiness, yes, even as we have heard, Father.
Hallelujah.
We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. How could we thank you enough?
Amen.
We don't have enough tongues for it, Lord Jesus. But we will endeavor today to do all that we can to worship you.
Hallelujah.
And to meet with you. We thank you that every need will be supplied at the foot of the cross today.
Hallelujah.
And Lord, we pray for those that are still coming, even today, Father. We pray for mercy. Oh, we thank you, Lord. Thanks be to God for his indescribable gift. We commit ourselves to you today. We look forward to what you will do in us and through us today. In the holy name of Jesus.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Lead me higher up the mountain. Give me fellowship with thee. In thy light I see the fountain, and the blood is cleansing me. Lead me one of them that you played, but it wasn't that second one that I had in mind. That was the first one you played today near the end of the book. Jesus is my loving Savior. He is so precious to me. 93. Let's sing it together. 93.
Oh,
Thank you.
Tree. This is a day when I want to deliver you from anything that hinders you from running swiftly after myself, because I'm a great king and I love you, and I've created you for my glory. So I want you to look up and rejoice in me and find out that I'm your all and in all.
Sing 469. This is a day of glory. Let the glory fill your soul. 469. Let's stand as we sing.
Once a sinner far from Jesus, I was a Pharisee.
We have had a theme before us this summer in the staff among our workers of consecration, devotion to the Lord, service to Him. And it's been a blessing to me. I trust to others as well. It's really touched my heart and stirred me afresh and anew. We often think of our desire for the Lord and our love for Him. And we sometimes say, Lord, I want to love you more. It's not all that it should or could be. Or, Lord, strengthen my desire. Let me be more hungry and thirsty for you. Those all have to do, those desires and our love, have to do with the Lord's love for us and His great desire. I was blessed just now to hear an expression of His desire. The thing that stood out to me when we heard a moment ago. The Lord wants to deliver His people from the things that hinder us from running swiftly after Him. There was an expression of the Lord's desire. He has great desire over us. That was just one expression, one aspect of it. He has great love for us. We were singing about that this morning. And I'm glad that the Lord wants to do that and to free us to we were speaking, who was that this morning? Well, that was Donna in the kitchen about mounting high. There was a chorus we referred to, mount high, O soul of mine. And someone mentioned today, I'm pressing on the upward way. New heights I'm gaining every day. But Lord, you want to deliver me from the things that might hinder me from running swiftly after you, from serving you with all my heart and loving you with all my heart, being entirely consecrated to you and devoted first to you and then to your service, that I might serve in the interests of your kingdom. The other night we were looking at a verse in Romans 15 where the Apostle Paul said, I really want to get there to see you saints in Rome. And there he said, when I come, I am sure that when I come, I'll come to you in the fullness of the blessing of the gospel of Christ. I don't think he knew at that time how it was that he would get there in chains, as a prisoner. And yet, it was true. That was fulfilled. We didn't mention much about that. I just took apart that verse a little bit. And coming in the fullness of the blessing of the gospel of Christ. And when I got to that word fullness, it just struck me that Paul was enjoying the fullness of the blessing of the gospel of Christ, partly because he was so in love with Jesus. Someone said holiness is loving Jesus, and another one said holiness is belonging to him, being entirely his. And Paul was set apart unto the service of the Lord, and he was so given, and therefore there was nothing hindering the flow of God's abundant grace to him and his pressing on, as we heard last night, toward the prize, pressing on toward the mark for the prize. That heavenward call had so gripped his heart. Why am I saying all this? I'm introducing something. Not long ago, Brother Luton came to New York, and it was on his last visit to New York. And when he comes to New York, sometimes it's for a short time, or sometimes it's a little bit longer. And we have a few churches there, and they all want him. And they say, I want him on Sunday. That's when my people come. I can't get him out on, whenever, Wednesday or Thursday or Tuesday. Send him to us on Sunday. So where does that leave me? I can't have him on Sunday. So I send him to one church on Sunday morning and another church on Sunday night. But anyway, we love having him on Friday night. We do that, but this time he wasn't even going to be there on a Friday. So I got this bright idea that he's going to come and talk to my Sunday school class, which is held on Sunday afternoon. So I kept him busy all day, morning, afternoon, and evening. And he came to my Sunday school class, and it was just too good to the having him there was just such an opportunity. A couple of the other classes wanted to join, so we pulled him in, and we asked him to speak to us, and that was unforgettable for me. And he gave a little testimony. He started like this. I don't want to steal his thunder, but I don't know how he's going to start today. Brothers and sisters, when you get to this point in life, you look back and you think about the ways God has blessed you in your life and led you. And then he gave a personal testimony that, I tell you, as it went along, I don't know if my jaw dropped or my eyes were wide, but inside it was that way. I was just amazed to hear at the way God worked in his life and did something. He was just a young person, did something that no amount of persuasion was nothing human, fully divine. I asked him if he would share that testimony here. Maybe some of you heard it, but I asked him if he would share that testimony here, and I'm so glad that he said, you know, I can get that in. I'd be happy to do that, because I'd like you to hear it too, and just rejoice in the way God worked in his heart as a young man. Well, I don't know, maybe he'll add to it. I'm not telling you what to say, Brother Ed. But that was such a blessing to me. And I hoped that he would, you know, at least share it in some way with you who are gathered here this morning. And I was so impressed then when that word came forth, because we had spoken about doing that this morning. And then we heard, it's my desire, I want to, the Lord wants to deliver us from the things that would hinder us from just running swiftly after him. And would you say that has something to do with this testimony? I think so. Brother Lee.